Good morning, listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ed Duncan, who is Vice President of Marketing with Mannington. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm well. It's good to have you on the show. I actually want to talk to you primarily about this Mannington Makes Noise campaign that you rolled out a couple weeks ago. Talk a little bit about how that's been received out there. I know you tried to promote that primarily through social media.
You're right, Kemp. The reason we rolled it out is, you know, we believe that it's a critically important issue in America right now, which is all about protecting and creating jobs in the manufacturing sector. It's really been a historical engine for prosperity and growth in this country, and I think it's time for all of us to become, you know, refocus on the importance of that. You know, it's not just us. I think that there's been a tremendous amount in the news, specifically just over the last 30 days, which was great timing. It's a message that is resonating extremely well. It's been received with open arms by all of our customers. You know, you mentioned this was primarily driven by social media and electronic media. This really is specifically and 100% an internet campaign, and the response so far has been incredible. And it's gone so far as we are fielding questions here daily from our customers, from retailers, large retailers that want to put links on their site to the video, because so many of them live in small rural towns across America that depend on manufacturing jobs and depend on jobs being created, and they're dependent on those customers coming into their stores, so they get it. And I tell you, the other thing that we've been really pleasantly surprised with is that we're a couple of weeks in, beginning to be picked up by, you know, a lot of folks in the national media. ABC just picked it up on their website. We've got some major newspapers that are in the process of doing stories on it, and, you know, that has a promise of being distributed widely. So we've got a lot of great things going, so we're having fun with it.
When I looked at it, I mean, it's hard not to get emotional when you watch this thing. It's well done, very well done. And, you know, since we publish a magazine, we've got some pretty nice hi-fi equipment here just because we got to be able to look at our magazine before it goes to press. And so when I run that thing, I don't know who you had do it. It's unbelievably well done. And it's not about Mannington and products. It's about the whole human side of keeping Americans employed. I'm sure, you know, Mannington doesn't need an introduction, but, you know, here's a privately owned company, been around for four generations, and that makes flooring in this country and employs many Americans. The way you do it is just 2.5 minutes. I implore anybody that's listening to this to take a look. I think you go to ManningtonMakesNoise.com, is that right?
That's correct. ManningtonMakesNoise.com, and excuse me, that takes you directly to the link where it resides on YouTube, or you can go to our website, Mannington.com, and you'll see a link there on the front page. So either one of those works. You're right. It's, you know, it's only two and a half minutes, and it's a message that stands on its own. It's not an advertisement for a specific product. It's really a message that's broader than Mannington, and I think one that's important for all of us.
Right. And then, you know, as we scratch our head at the tail end of 4 years of a down economy, and we wonder where we're headed, you know, I think one of the resolves would be lower unemployment numbers. And so I think this message really hits home. After I see it, I want to go out and raise the flag. It's really good.
Well, it's sure been fun. It's made us proud, quite frankly, to be able to show it and share it with as many people as have seen it over the last couple of weeks.
You know, along the lines of this, we've all been watching the International Trade Commission and the Commerce Department's evaluation of this engineered hardwood out of China. Are you pleased so far of their research and the outcome of that?
We are. We're very pleased. You know, at every turn, we've got, you know, favorable rulings, and, you know, of course, there was one again this week, but we're still early on in the process. This was a preliminary determination that still has to go to final. There's another key announcement that will be coming out in May, the anti-dumping, and again, every step along the process has been positive and has reinforced what our belief has been, and that is that we're operating not on a level playing field, and we're asking for a level playing field, and that's what the ITC is tasked with, to make sure that happens. And there's a lot of international laws and agreements that you know, support that notion. You know, we're not against free trade, but we certainly can't support an unlevel playing field, and that's what this is all about.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if you're aware or not, but the Ceramic Tile Trade Association I guess the middle of last year, filed a similar complaint within the European Union. All those countries that make up the European Union, they filed against dumping of ceramic tile products out of China into the European Union. And this was ahead of this action here in this country. And I don't know if you're aware or not, but the end result of that is the European Union said, yes, indeed, they think there's been dumping, and they've imposed, a 73% duty. Had you heard about that?
I had only heard about it. You know, I've seen the release. You know, I heard about the outcome. You know, we, of course, have not been involved in that in any way. But, you know, it's the timing's interesting. It seems that the facts and the issues are very similar.
It's very interesting. And I know you're in that market, too, because you're, I believe Mannington makes products in almost every foreign category.
That's correct.
Let's move to the market real quick. Just before we run out of time, as you evaluate your first quarter shipments, what sectors are showing life out there?
You know, of course, it's not a surprise to anybody that the new home construction market is still not showing any life out there. But we've been very pleased on two sides of the business. One is the business that is being driven by, you know, remodeling and renovation. That seems to be picking up. We've had the opportunity to talk to an awful lot of retailers here in the last 60 days, you know, personally, one-on-one, through a lot of different events. And the general mood out there, I think, is good fundamental optimism. The retailers are beginning to see more consumers walk into their stores. They're seeing an uptick in traffic. It's not a, you know, huge, robust kind of a environment yet, but it's certainly going in the right direction. And I think that, you know, that's causing a fair amount of, you know, optimism. Last year at this time, I think that there was some optimism as well, but that was being driven by the homeowner tax credit, which was kind of falsely propping up business. And I think everybody promptly saw that fall off the edge of the table in May and June last year. But that's not the case this year. I think this is more consumer confidence driven. I think consumers are beginning to feel more steady in their jobs. I think that, you know, an awful lot of consumers also have, you know, come to the realization that they're going to stay in their homes for a while. It's not the time to sell their homes, so they're going to begin to reinvest in those homes and fix things up. You know, there's been an awful lot of deferred purchases, you know, for several years now, and I think we'll start seeing that begin to play out. You know, when we went into this recession, it didn't all happen at once. You know, there were certain parts of the country that went into it early. Some people started feeling it at the end of 2006, others not till late 2007, early 2008. And as we come out, we're kind of seeing the same kind of thing. You know, there's certain parts of the country that are beginning to get some life into them quicker than others. But generally, across the board, retailers are getting to be more comfortable.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So
the other side, and I will say also, the other side of the business that's been good has been commercial. Right. But again, commercial on the renovation and remodeling side.
Right. Yeah. The old sick joke that's out there right now is that new construction's an oxymoron. But and I think it will. You know, I think it's going to be next year before we start to see any life there.
Yeah, we agree with you.
Yeah. All right, Ed, it was great to talk to you. I just wanted to catch up with you on this video that you guys have got out there on the internet and also see how business was doing. Again, we've been talking to Ed Duncan, who's Vice President of Marketing with Mannington, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar at Floridaily.net.